Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Remember when airlines used to urge you to fly the friendly skies? Well, unless you have a corporate jet of your own, or can afford to fly first class, those days of the friendly skies, in the eyes of many travelers, are pretty much over. Part of the reason for the cattle herding feel of many airports these days is what several experts have referred to as the, quote, security theater that goes on every time a person boards a plane. A big part of that theater at 78 airports in the United States, with 500 more to follow this year, is walking into what the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, calls full-body scanners, and what critics refer to as nudie scanners. You raise your arms above your head and are scanned using backscatter radar or other radiation-emitting technology while a TSA officer in another area takes a look at your body to make sure you don't have any explosives taped to yourself. Assuming that you don't, you then go on and, maybe 70% or so of the time, you get to your destination, more or less, at the promised hour. It's perhaps not surprising that some people don't find this scanning experience uplifting, either because they're not too excited about being seen by someone they don't know, or worse, someone they do know, essentially nude, or because they're not all convinced, along with many scientists, that the studies that the TSA did to show that the radiation levels are safe were done well. And it's also not surprising, given the perceived violations of privacy and the potential health effects, that someone, in this case the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, sued in court to have the use of these full-body scanners discontinued, based on both constitutional and health concerns. In addition, it turns out that the TSA never took public comments back in 2009 before making these scanners the primary means of airport screening, a violation, according to EPIC, of the Administrative Procedures Act. Well, a court has finally spoken on the subject. And again, perhaps not surprisingly in the current climate of fear in which we find ourselves living, has declared that the scanners are just fine. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia says there's no constitutional problem because scanning at airports is an administrative, not a criminal procedure, and so it can't violate the Bill of Rights. And regarding the health claims, the court observed that TSA did commission two studies that found that the radiation levels were safe, never mind that a surprising number of scientists said the studies were pretty unscientific. Besides, the court said, travelers have the option of not going through the scanners, instead being patted up and down and back and forth by a TSA officer. On the matter of violating the Administrative Procedures Act, the court found that the TSA did, indeed, fail to take comments from the public as required by law before putting those scanners into operation as the primary screening tool at airports. The court ordered the TSA to undertake the 90-day comment period that it didn't undertake in 2009, even though the horse is pretty much out of the barn at this point. The court did not penalize the TSA for avoiding the comment period earlier, even though that was a violation of the law. Bottom line, if you choose to travel by air, there is definitely a full-body scan in your future. Even before the court's decision, though, the TSA announced that it's making some changes in how the scanners work in response to, in the TSA's words, quote, a vocal minority of Americans, end quote. The new software will, TSA claims, show only a generic outline of a human body that will reveal any concealed objects on or attached to the body. In theory, there will be no more nudie images of travelers for TSA personnel to peruse. If the scan shows something to be concerned about, the traveler will get one of the new, more aggressive pat-downs. The new software will perhaps quiet somewhat the so-called vocal minority of Americans who were complaining, even without benefit of a public comment period, about those scanners. So now all will be well in the land of the TSA, right? Well, maybe not. There have been a number of public reports of thefts from passenger baggage by TSA officers. In the latest story, a $1,500 watch lifted from a passenger's suitcase wound up for sale on eBay, and the passenger recognized his watch. Turns out it wasn't the only watch that Paul Yashu lifted out of luggage he was inspecting at Los Angeles International Airport. At least four expensive watches wound up in his hands, as well as a debit card or two, and he wound up being arrested. This is not the only case that has publicly come to light. A screener in New Jersey a few years ago admitted to stealing two or three items per week for months, if not years, from luggage that he was inspecting. Those are cases that wound up in court, where records are public. If there are other cases, they have not been made public. But lest we think that TSA officers are some strange breed, we also note that over in the UK, over 900 police officers have been formally disciplined for violation of Britain's Data Protection Act over the past 3 years. In plain English, the police violated the law by accessing secure government databases for storing personal information about individual citizens for their own private purposes. David Hamilton, director of Big Brother Watch over in the UK, pointed out that, quote, "Our investigation shows that not only have police employees been found to have run background checks on friends and possible partners, but some have been convicted for passing sensitive information to criminal gangs and drug dealers." End quote. Police and TSA officers are, like all of us, human beings, and, like all of us, have weaknesses. Which once again brings up the question first posed 2,000 years ago. Quis custodiat ipsos custodes? Who will guard the guards? As our technology collects and centralizes more and more information about ourselves, and often makes that information secret from us, as we have to be virtually stripped naked to travel, or have to have our irises scanned to travel, as is the case in several UK airports, our technology may be outrunning our human nature. As the historian Lord Acton observed over 100 years ago, quote, "Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely." End quote. Our technology is becoming more and more absolute in many ways. So how do we protect ourselves from those in charge of that technology? The answer has clearly not been arrived at yet. But we'll keep pondering the question, along with many others, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.